As a man on the street, I am a salesman, meeting all kinds of people and getting all kinds of opinions on the conditions of the day. The work that I do is door-to-door canvassing. I've been asked to give my opinion on the foreign policy of our president. I want it to be distinctly understood that I, as an American, born and raised in this country, am in favor of everything which is beneficial to everyone living in this land. But I sincerely believe, had a different attitude been taken on the part of our president, we would never have to face or be confronted with a condition that exists today. For example, people may say, well, whatever was done years ago was all right. That two wrongs do not make a right. But England, in my estimation, has the territory that England has, what she calls by right of conquest, has been taken by force, might over right. She, in turn, feels that she does not want to lose any of those possessions. Therefore, she has called on this country, Germany, who has the right to expand, and there have been tyrants as great as Hitler. History shows that. And if Hitler would not have racial prejudice, he'd really be a great man because he'd be looking out for his country. But under the conditions, he cannot and must not win. Now we will take the condition of Japan. Japan, who wants to rule Asia and have a Monroe Doctrine, the same as this country, in her way of thinking, is correct. We have no right to condemn. But I believe that Japan has made one great mistake by sending a peace envoy to this country and then stabbing us, as Roosevelt would say, in the back. In other words, having a Bible in one hand and a dagger in the other. But people should not be disillusioned because they are under the impression that they are going to go to a picnic. But that is not so. I just want to get the extemporaneous thing kind of hard.
My name is James Bopp. I live in New York City. I work on the custodian staff of City College. I think the speech was very fine. And what Roosevelt did, he couldn't do anything else. It was forced upon us. And there's nothing else for us to do but fight. Most people think that Roosevelt's speech was fine, and that it was it's very popular. What he said was very popular, and I know that they're all behind what he's doing now. And whatever he did, I'm sure he did it for the best interests of all the people of the United States.
My name is Richard Kwan. I work for the City of New York. I think President Roosevelt's speech was excellent, and I think it is the only means of meeting the aggression of the Japanese by declaring war. And I think all the people of the United States should be behind the President, because his speech was an excellent performance of his duty towards the people of this state. And I assure you that every working man will be behind the president in his hour of need.